I'm here today with Catherine Wagner. She's the program director for Inside Education, and we're going to talk today about the Regenerate Youth Conference. Can you give us a little background on the conference, what's going on, and what the kids will be learning while they're there?
The Regenerate Forest and Wildlife Youth Summit is a one-of-a-kind event that is coming up here right away, March 7th through 10th in Canmore. And it's an opportunity for high schools from across the province to come together with experts to really deep dive into these key topics surrounding forest and wildlife. So we are joined by 20 schools and over 40 speakers, and we're going to talk about everything from sustainable forest management to innovations to habitat research to green energy production to careers and how students can take action in their own communities and be a part of this forest and wildlife landscape in their community.
How many people will be attending the conference?
20 schools and over 40 speakers attending.
Okay.
That is 80 students and 40 teachers. So they come as kind of a team from their school, and they're challenged to share the learning back in their school community upon returning from Canmore after the 4 days.
Will there be a lot of hands-on learning on the land for the students and teachers alike?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we do it in person and get all together. So we do have a series of workshops where students will be learning about forest hydrology, testing snowpack, we'll be measuring trees and learning about some of the timber cruising that happens in the forest sector. We'll be doing forest management tours and an indigenous land-based learning tour as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was just going to touch on the indigenous land-based learning, because that seems to be something that's really being promoted in the last few years, getting back to that traditional knowledge. So do you have a traditional knowledge keeper working with you guys as well?
Yeah, we certainly had. We had an advisory committee, and we had indigenous representation there. And we do have several indigenous guest speakers attending throughout the summit, in addition to indigenous schools participating, so that a youth voice and student voice is also really important in that perspective.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a great opportunity for those students to get on the land and get real world experience. Now, we saw a huge wildfire season last year, and they're predicting drought this year again. Mm-hmm. Is this some of this learning going to be valuable for these students when they get back to these home communities if they face these things in the coming fire season?
Yeah, absolutely. Wildfire and climate will be a big topic as well. We'll talk about not only the situation that has happened, but how forest, wildfire, water, and how that's kind of all connected. Also, we'll talk about some fire smart actions they can take in their community, and we can certainly bring that back to inform their families, their communities, and their schools. And hopefully we'll cross our fingers that we don't have the same situation as last year, but they will definitely be more prepared if that's the case.
Amazing. Now, is this conference something that's going to happen another year, or is this a one-time event?
Great question. Inside Education has actually been doing these provincial scale summits since 2011.
Oh, wow.
So this will be our 13th in-person event. We have done others online as well, but we do them on a wide variety of topics. So we have the Generate Energy and Climate Summit, the Navigate Water and Environment Summit, and also Cultivate an Agriculture Leadership Summit. We alternate the themes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This will be the first Forest and Wildlife Summit, though, in 2024.
All right. Well, if people want to learn more about this summit and the others that Inside Education are offering in the future, how do they get in touch with your organization?
I would say the best way would just be to head on over to our website, www.insideeducation.ca. You can play around on there. We have information about the summit, but we also have tons of resources and programs for teachers and students province-wide, and they're all available at no cost. So make sure you check out the website.